From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees on Thursday that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in American politics. It said the Russian news site RT spent more than $274,000 in ads on its platform in 2016. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. In a blog post Thursday afternoon, Twitter announced of the roughly 450 accounts that Facebook recently shared as part of their review, we concluded that 22 had corresponding accounts on Twitter. All of those identified accounts had already been or immediately were suspended for breaking our rules. The Pentagon has appointed Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan to lead all American military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. Buchanan is a three-star general. He's expected to arrive on the American territorial island at any moment. The Trump administration has been criticized for not responding more quickly to the crisis in Puerto Rico, which was wracked by Hurricane Maria on September 17th. On Thursday, the Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the eight-day period between the declaration of an emergency in Puerto Rico and the naming of a leader for recovery efforts. He also pointed out that out of 69 hospitals on the island, 44 are operational. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib to help end the civil war. The agreement is seen as a key step toward ending the war and ushering in the start of a peace process. At a joint press conference in Ankara, Putin said all conditions are now created to stop the war in Syria. 2 days of talks among members of Kenya's Electoral Commission, the ruling party, and opposition party have fallen apart amid agreements over how to conduct fresh presidential elections set for next month. As correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi, there are fears now that Kenya is headed for a political and constitutional crisis.
In walking out of the discussions Thursday, the opposition said the talks did not address their issues, nor those raised by the court. Senator James Orengo is a lawyer and member of the opposition.
We came here in good spirit and thinking that this consultative process was a good idea. And we were ready, we prepared our papers. We had a lot that the groundwork we have done. We have used the courts also to make sure that the law is clear. But it looks like this is an exercise in futility, and participation in these deliberations make no further sense.
The opposition also is demanding the resignation of members of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or IEBC, who are accused of bungling the August vote. Additionally, the opposition wants the government to cancel a contract with a Dubai-based firm that printed the paper ballots used in the earlier election. The opposition alleges the company, which printed 1.2 million extra ballot papers, was part of a plan to rig the election. There was no response from the company. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Somali security officials say a car bomb blast in the capital has killed at least 7 people and wounded at least 6 others. A spokesman for the Mogadishu administration told VOA that the car exploded Thursday near a busy bus stop in Hamarawane district. He said what happened was a car bomb hit a minibus. At least 7 people were killed and 6 others were injured. Multiple witnesses told VOA that the victims were civilians at the bus stop and nearby. The exact target of the blast remains unclear, but witnesses say a government security forces vehicle was passing by when the blast happened. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.